From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris.
In order safety and protection, do not leave luggage or parcels unattended.
Need your boarding pass or your photo ID?
Ah, yes, the sounds of the holiday. Crowded concourses, congested highways, the sounds of travel, the sound of getting there.
Service to Cleveland at all points north. This is your last and final boarding call.
Over this Thanksgiving weekend, 36 million people will travel at least 50 miles from their home. That's according to the folks at the AAA. The number is higher than last year, boosted by good news about the economy. Gas prices also have leveled off. The nationwide average is $1.50 a gallon.
Of course, more travelers means more crowds of travelers, especially on the interstate. 86% of Americans on the move this weekend will be in cars. State police and transportation authorities are bracing for bumper-to-bumper traffic in many hot spots. The dreaded I-95 corridor from Boston to Washington, I-10 along the Gulf Coast, beltways and bridges.
Fortunately, the news this morning from many airports, train stations and bus depots was good. At the Greyhound station in Columbus, Ohio, Henry Smith had just arrived from Stone Mountain, Georgia.
It's been an interesting ride because it was pretty smooth, actually. Normally, when I take the bus, there's always some kind of delay, or you know, you have to wait and get stuck, held up somewhere for an hour, 2 hours. But it's been a pretty smooth ride this time around.
Amtrak is also reporting a smooth ride for its passengers, despite the heavy volume. The number of riders is expected to be up 70% over a typical Wednesday.
And lines were moving with few delays at airport ticket counters and security checkpoints. Clear blue skies over most of the country certainly helped. This morning we checked in with travelers at Tampa International Airport.
I'm Joe Myers. I'm traveling with Taylor and Tiffany, and we are from Tampa going to Cincinnati, Ohio. We showed up too early. We showed up and went right through line, and now we got 2 hours to wait. Took us about 10 minutes. The toughest part was took about 20 minutes to find a parking spot.
My name again, Mary Duryea, and I'm traveling to Boston. Well, I take off all my jewelry, my watch, my necklaces, and my earrings and bracelet, and take like my phone out of my pocket. Yeah, put it all in my carry-on bag, so there's no need for them to search me.
My name is Mary Ann Meyer, and I'm from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and the media had warned us for a couple of days about how bad it was going to be, so we did allow plenty of time and very pleasantly surprised that it isn't busier.
Holiday travelers at Tampa International Airport. Today and Sunday are expected to be the busiest days of the year at many airports, with planes roughly 90% full.